Some members of the Wrangell Assembly are expressing hope that their community and Petersburg can work together on a proposed hydroelectric plant near Petersburg. The Ruth Lake proposal is one of several recent power issues that have caused a political rift between the two close neighbors. This month, Petersburg City Council and the Wrangell Assembly each voted unanimously to apply for an exclusive federal permit for rights to the project. But as KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports, Wrangell's Borough Assembly may reconsider.
The Wrangell Borough Assembly voted unanimously this month to pursue a preliminary federal permit to develop a hydropower plant at Ruth Lake in the mountains of Thomas Bay near Petersburg. But Wrangell Mayor Don McConaughey says the issue will be back on the agenda at the Assembly's next meeting.
It is going to be brought back up again. I've asked for it to be back on the next agenda because there is a few things in that resolution that we as an Assembly didn't get a chance to look at in depth. And also, the public has not had a chance to comment on that particular resolution either. So I've asked for it to be brought back at next Tuesday's meeting, and there's a few things that need to be worked out.
Petersburg officials responded with disappointment earlier in the month when they heard Wrangell had decided to file for a Ruth Lake permit. The permit is exclusive. Only one entity can win it, and Petersburg has been preparing to file its own application to FERC for the past several months. The council reaffirmed that decision this past week with a vote to turn in the completed application to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. McConaughey said as he's in full support of Petersburg's permitting effort.
I know that Petersburg started quite some time ago in pursuing the FERC permit for Ruth Lake, and I know that they also invited Wrangell to be part of that effort. Our assembly voted against that, but I fully support Petersburg in going ahead and doing their Ruth Lake permit. I think it's a good thing. I think it could benefit the area, not just Petersburg, but the Southeast Alaska area.
McConaughey says he'd like Petersburg and Wrangell to work together on Ruth Lake. The two communities have partnered for decades as the Thomas Bay Power Authority. The authority manages the Tyee hydroelectric plant, which powers both towns. More recently, though, the two local governments have been at odds over a Bellingham, Washington company's proposal to develop a series of its own hydropower plants at three mountaintop lakes in Thomas Bay, including Ruth Lake, Senior Lake, and Swan Lake. Petersburg's council and residents strongly objected to the potential environmental impacts of such a large project in the popular bay, as well as the potentially private outside ownership of the local resource. However, Wrangell's assembly majority chose to work with Cascade Creek LLC in the hopes that it could lead to economic development through an eventual road and electric link to British Columbia, something that Cascade Creek would need in order to sell power to Canada in the lower 48. Assembly member Ernie Christian has been an advocate for Wrangell's involvement with the private company, which has offered to provide the borough with the information it needs to apply for the Ruth Lake permit. The company still holds that permit until its expiration next month. But Christian says he also supports Petersburg's decision to apply for the Ruth Lake permit. He says that provides two chances for a nearby town to win rights to the project, since the process is open to any applicant in Alaska or elsewhere.
I think by both Wrangell and Petersburg submitting an application, that gives us a chance to have some local input, local control on what happens with that potential facility there. Not saying that it's not a foregone conclusion that Petersburg or Wrangell will get that permit. So I think it just gives us a better chance.
Christian does not object to the Ruth Lake issue coming back before the Assembly for public discussion, but he's not planning on changing his vote. If Petersburg wins the permit, though, and pursues a publicly owned project, he thinks Wrangell would still like to be involved.
I don't see a problem working with Petersburg in terms of getting public money and, of course, putting it out to bid and having somebody build it for the communities of Wrangell and Petersburg and potentially having Thomas Bay Power Authority manage it for the communities. I think that'd be a good thing.
In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.